com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bottle boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. Until the rest of the world. Say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Yeah, kitty, kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
My boobs are real.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Bad things happen to bad people, and good things happen to good people. Good people like me. All you have to do is believe!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I am here, and apparently Magneto is in our chat room.
Magneto is in our chat room. All right.
Someone named I Am Magneto just entered our chat room. So hi. I am Magneto. Welcome to the show.
This is a night of awesome because the New England Patriots also got Bill Belichick to wear an actual shirt.
Wait, what?
Dude, turn on the game.
I have the game on. I turned around to tell you to go.
Go back. When they go back after commercial, look at Belichick. They actually got him to wear a shirt. I'm so impressed. I didn't think he owned any.
It is,
I thought it was just nothing but like scuzzy sweats.
His hoodie. Mr. Hoodie has a t-shirt.
That
is amazing.
I'm kind of stunned.
By the way, you can interact with us live in our chat room like I Am Magneto is now. Or you can get us on Twitter, Facebook by using Rack Radio Show or Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook, Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook. Interact with us live. Or you can connect with Lindsay at Lindsay Ward as well, and we'll, you know, take your comments, read them on the air if they have anything too relevant what we're talking about on the show. And we got a lot to talk about tonight.
We do have a lot to talk about, but thankfully, not a lot of news. Everybody rejoice. After the last 2 weeks, we do not have a lot of news. Thank goodness. But we have NXT. We have to talk about what happened on Tough Enough, especially Tough Talk. And, well, we're going to be talking about the ties that bind when it comes to Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns.
Are they really a family?
Are they really a family? So we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show, but now we're going to jump into the little news we have brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, but also PWMania.com and TNAAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. Everybody take a shot because I screwed up the plug.
Even though there is no TNA news, but go to TNAAsylum.net for all your TNA news. The GFW TNA invasion storyline has begun. Yeah.
Yeah. Tune in tomorrow to see what happens next.
Next one.
McCarthy grew a beard?
His playoff beard? I don't know.
Come on, just show me Clay Matthews.
He's already hit the showers.
Take a camera in there.
Wait, no. Why are we leaving Foxborough? Who wants to see the Cowboys?
I don't want to see the Cowboys. Keep it on the Patriots. It's actually a relatively close game.
And this game just started. Oh, there's Tony Bum right there on the corner.
Oh, I don't want to watch Dallas.
I was all geared up for the New England game. Ugh. By the way, we're getting the football season, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a first-time listener to the show, we watch football as it airs, so you get this whole back-and-forth football talk as we do a show during football season.
I at least wanted to see Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he's long gone. He had the showers, too.
Damn it. Stupid fourth quarter.
Anyway,
we're going to talk about the news, and since we talked about Roman Reigns, we have to talk about some of the biggest news of the week that actually happened over the weekend while WWE was in Canada. For if you live under a rock or you didn't hear, it came out, I think, Sunday morning, that Roman Reigns was in a match with Bray Wyatt, of all people, and, well, there's two conflicting reports. A fan claims he got a little too overexcited and he hurled his plastic replica Money in the Bank briefcase, which is like $75, to the ring to get Roman to sign it. And, well, he hit Roman in the head with the briefcase. There are other reports that the fan had planned to do it and threw it intentionally. Nobody really knows for sure.
No, we all know for sure he did it, because the excuse of, oh, I threw it in the ring for him to sign is the biggest crack of you-know-what that I've ever heard of.
Yeah. And the report that, you know, the guy didn't mean to do it is coming from another fan. Like, the guy who actually threw it has been pretty silent on the whole thing. He was immediately grabbed by WWE security. He was escorted out of the building by the police. He was arrested and later released because Reigns decided not to press charges against the guy.
To quote Roman Reigns, "I did not press charges. Our security guy. I was to take this opportunity to thank our WWE security. They are world class. This is what it's all about. This is right on topic. They answer the call. These are the type of people we work with. We're allowed and given such great opportunities to build relationships with former police officers and military service men. I'm so grateful that I had our security team there, and hey, helped me out so much because I got through the crowd, I go through the concourse. For them to have my back like that, I want to thank them for that."
Yeah, so basically the guy was arrested, he was escorted from the building, Roman decided not to press charges, as he said. The guy was released, and he has been banned. I'm not sure if it's a lifetime ban.
Lifetime ban.
Oh, it is a lifetime ban? From all future WWE events.
Which I don't know how you can actually do that. But
realistically, you can, I think, get him blocked from buying tickets on Ticketmaster.
Name-wise, but if, hey, a friend buys them, you know.
Yeah, if a friend buys them, yeah, but I think they distribute it to at least that town. Now, if he goes to a different town,
that's
different because they don't check IDs. But, you know, for that particular building, I'm sure they have a banned list, and I'm sure his picture went up on it.
Yeah, and one more quote. "To be honest, I thought Bray hit me in the head with a kendo stick. I was about to fire up pretty good. Then I saw the briefcase go down. I don't want to bring light to the situation or play it down because it was absolutely wrong. There's no place for that, but it didn't.
Yeah, Bray looked ready to take a couple swings at the guy. Thankfully, he didn't. Bray checked on Roman real quick, and then the match continued after Roman was able to kind of recover from being dazed by the briefcase. So, very happy to hear Roman is okay, and nobody was seriously injured. I just want to go on record as saying, if you're going to throw something, one, don't throw a briefcase. Who throws a briefcase, honestly?
You throw a shoe, because who throws a shoe?
No, I mean, the whole justification of, oh, he got caught up in the moment. Okay, getting caught up in the moment is you throw like a t-shirt.
Yeah, or a hat or something.
Yeah, or something, you know, relatively easy to throw. Chucking a briefcase, because apparently the guy had a lot of memorabilia with him. He had, like, title belts and all kinds of other stuff, but it's like, when you throw a briefcase at someone, that's not getting lost in the moment.
No, it's not.
So, although I will say, in the guy's, I don't want to say defense because that's not right, but for the guy, it was a nice throw.
It was a nice throw.
I'm sorry, I have to give credit for the throw. It was a nice throw to get it from, like, a couple rows back to the center of the ring. That was a good throw.
It was a good throw, right there.
It was a good throw. But you shouldn't throw a briefcase at people, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody, are we clear on that?
If you're gonna check out the money for a briefcase, do not throw it in the ring.
Yeah, like that's the thing. It's like those things are like $75 because I priced them out.
She did because she ended up with the lunchbox.
I got the lunchbox. I'm looking at it right now. But like, so you're throwing essentially $75 or more because this was Canada away to hurl it at Roman Reigns. Like, dude, what did he ever do to you? Honestly, what did he do?
Did he piss in your cornflakes?
He did. The Canadians are supposed to be nice.
Damn it. Hey, we're back to the Patriots game. All right.
Yay!
Real teams are playing right now. Patriots and the Packers. Not the Cowboys.
Come on, Green Bay! Let's go!
As we're just taking a shot left and right at the Cowboys, because we can.
Hey, when they go back to the Cowboys game after this is over, it's on. It is so on because it is preseason.
It is. Gotta get the shots in. Gotta get warmed up. Gotta get ready. Because, you know, football.
Football! Anyway, so, very happy that Roman Reigns is okay, and that he will be preparing for SummerSlam next Sunday. Yay!
And as mentioned, we'll get more into Roman Reigns and his lunatic friend, Dean Ambrose, later in the show.
He's lunatic. So, another story that we forgot to talk about last week.
Yes. It's the best way to put it. We did forget to talk about it last week.
Because we really did mean to talk about this and we forgot. Was the whole Team Paige name. It was announced that Paige's team would be called the Submission Sorority. Well, seems that when you Google Submission Sorority, a porn site pops up.
How about that?
With a pre-existing porn series. And parents were just slightly concerned that their little ones would be exposed to some rather kinky porn. So they complained to WWE, and WWE very promptly realized their mistake, because apparently nobody possesses Google when they come up with this stuff.
Because, you know, you can't go to googleforidiots.com.
Or the Canadian equivalent.
For Google these days.
Is there such a thing? Is there a Canadian equivalent of Google?
If there's a Canadian listening, is there a Canadian equivalent to the Google? Someone let us know.
Just curious.
God, it's sweet. The best part about this whole story, right? The porn company was going to send Vince McMahon a gift basket.
I want to know what's in that basket. I want to know, because their membership jumped overnight.
Right.
Like, what was it? Like, some ridiculous, like, 38% or something like that because of this?
Yeah.
So, they were like, holy crap, thank you, Vince. So, I want to know what's in the thank you basket. I'm sure Vince will enjoy it either way.
Oh, God, him and Linda probably got down and dirty.
Ew. Well, he is the genetic jackhammer, so.
He is the genetic jackhammer. But what would be weird is, like, Vince has no, you know, has no use for this stuff now, so he gives it to Hunter and Steph. That would be the awkward moment.
I'm sure it would not be the first time that's happened. Seeing as Hunter and Vince made cock jokes to each other for, what, 8 months?
This is true.
Would not be surprised if this, you know... Here, Hunter, here's a basket full of dildos from the porn company. Enjoy.
Oh, man.
It even comes with lube.
Oh, man. Can you tell we're in a good mood tonight, ladies and gentlemen?
I haven't even been drinking.
I know.
But...
to quote the chat room... It's an electric razor. So problem. Yes.
Yeah, totally. Totally an electric razor. It runs on solar batteries. Anyway, so WWE quickly realized their mistake, and they have renamed the team PCB for Paige, Charlotte, Becky. However, it seems there might be some issue with that, but they're sticking with the name because, well, they don't want to rename it a third time.
I don't like the name.
I honestly don't like the name. It sounds like a drug.
Yeah, it does. And there's some... If you go to Urban Dictionary, there's some interesting, you know, meanings for PCB.
Honestly, I was okay with Team Paige. I like Paige was like Team Freak Show on SmackDown.
I'm okay with Freak Show. Freak Show works.
I don't know if Freak Show really works.
It's better than PCB.
It's better than PCB, honestly. Let's just go with Team Paige. Seems easier.
Team Pinky Swear.
Team Awesome.
Team Awesome. There you go.
But, you know, there can only be one bad, so and then there's Team Bella.
So Team Good. Why don't it just be Team Good?
No.
We'll go with Team Awesome.
Team Punk.
You can't use Punk. Punk's a bad word.
No, you can use Punk as long as you don't put a CM in front of it. See? Belichick's wearing a shirt.
Yes, he is wearing a shirt.
And khakis.
And khakis.
He got dressed up for this shit.
You gotta be professional.
I am seriously not a fan of PCB, but in terms of the name, love Becky, Charlotte, and Paige, so...
Magneto likes Team Powerpuff Girls. power buff girls. Not too bad.
Not too bad. But there might be some intellectual property issues there.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. So we'll have to see as they fare, as they head to SummerSlam as well, in an elimination tag match with Team Bella and Team Bad.
And speaking of SummerSlam, next week on the show we're doing Pick'em, so be a part of the fun next week. Be in our chat room next week, because we like your picks and thoughts and opinions, and we're gonna doing a whole super long extended version of the preview next week on the show.
Is that Tony Romo? Oh, he Romo'd the ball! He Romo'd the ball!
Even though it's not Tony Romo.
It's loose! It's the Cowboys. It's loose! Who recovered? And the Chargers recover. Did they score? Oh, please tell me they scored. King Kittens, it's not even the first, it's not even the season and the Cowboys are Romoing the ball. Are you seeing this?
He's gonna go and listen to the show whenever he hears it and be like, screw you guys, screw you guys.
Actually, he's having a good night because he's at Lindsey Sterling tonight, so.
I thought it was last night.
Is it last night or was it tonight?
I think it was, I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, he's back probably to the task at hand.
He's probably working. So.
See, this is.
Go ahead.
This is what happens when we watch football and we do the show, we tangent. This is what you have to look forward to.
For the next 25 weeks.
For the next 25 weeks. Oh, touchdown Chargers. Off the fumble.
I'm going to transition from poor name to Mr. Mad Panties. CJ Parker is going to be hanging up the boots this Saturday.
Very mysterious. He asked for his release earlier this year. Right after WrestleMania, actually, he was let go at his own request, and I guess he's been trying to give it a go in the indies. He's have been, I would guess, having a hard time. Or he found something else he wanted to do, because he's only 26. So my guess is he found an alternate career path. But no more Moonchild, no more Mr. Man Panties. That's okay, we have a new Mr. Man Panties in NXT. So I'm okay with this. Sad to see him go, sad to see him hang him up, but thank you for all the wonderful memories, and best of luck as you move forward with your future endeavors. So, one or two more news items. We're gonna get to the WWE 2K roster reveal here in a second, because they've been revealing names steadily, but I want to give a quick shout out and a quick thank you to everybody who participated in Sandow Appreciation Day. It was a huge success. I know, Ren could not have done it without you guys. Thank you to everyone who tweeted, who tumbled, who Facebooked, who social mediaed in general. Thank you for sending your comments. Thank you for sending your fan art, your stories, whatever. It was awesome. I think, you know, he was hugely flattered. He did a Q&A, he sent out several thank yous, even did a thank you video. So, once again, to everybody who participated in Sandow Appreciation Day, thank you so much.
Yes, and we're going to have an article on the website tomorrow.
Yes, covering Sandow Appreciation Day.
Yes.
But now we do roster reveal.
Yeah, every Monday on IGN.com, they're going to be doing some WWE 2K16 roster reveals. And we got some new names.
They have not announced Bray yet. I'm so pissed.
Oh, he's coming. The names currently announced are Booker T, Colonel Mustafa, Emma, Eva Marie, General Adnan, Kalisto, Kane, Sin Cara, Summer Rae, Tamina, Triple H, and Lord Steven Regal.
Hi!
It was put out there, believe that Mr. McMahon is going to be in the game, so is Kane. If anyone's surprised by that. We've seen a picture of Corporate Kane.
He looks really good.
They even got his oddly shaped belly button in it.
Yeah, you know it's a full body scan when they get the belly button.
Because he has a weird looking belly button.
He's an outie.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't have an innie, he has an outie.
It looks really, really weird. But yeah, so every week we're going to be announcing some names, and they've thrown some out there. They put out the Kalisto entrance, which looked pretty good. Looked like a little bit of Sin Cara, though. But looked pretty good. The videos are coming out nice and easy, and looking forward to the game.
Looking forward to the game. The graphics looks absolutely sick. Can't wait.
So every week we'll have more and more names to throw your way.
Yes, yes we will. And when you'll hear my squeak of joy when they announce Bray.
Yeah, so when they go, we're here, in the promo.
We're here. Yeah. Like they did on SmackDown. We'll get to that in a little bit. But now we're going to jump into Tough Enough.
interesting show this week.
Very interesting show this week. They had their very first match this week.
Yeah, there were three matches on the card. You had Tanner versus Gigi. You had ZZ versus Josh. And Amanda versus Sarah Lee. The two girls put on a decent match. ZZ and Josh had a really good match. And the the Tanner versus Gigi match was alright. They did pretty well for, you know, being a man and a female in there.
It was a little awkward.
It was a little awkward, but I think, all things considered, everyone did a pretty good job.
They did. I mean, it was not the greatest thing since sliced bread. Let's just throw that out there. They're all still learning. They're all still trying to figure this out. But for a first match, it was really pretty good. I think Josh and ZZ did the best.
They seem to have the best chemistry of the bunch.
Yeah.
They played to ZZ's strength, which is not, you know, being blown up.
Yeah.
He was able to show his charisma, his emotion, and someone complimented him, I forget who said it, but he uses facials a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Which was something Tanner could not do.
Yeah, Tanner continues to struggle. Tanner continues to struggle with his personality and the fact that he doesn't really show one. He did a little bit at the end of his match where he got in the face of some people, but during the match he just had a hard time, excuse me, with it.
Yeah,
and they even told him as much on the show. The judges told him that you know, it's just you need to do that during your match. It's all part of selling your match,
right,
is to have that aggression and those facials during the match, especially if you're going to be a heel.
Right. It's good to have it in the very end, but by that time, no one's connected to you if there's no emotion there than beforehand. So, like, good at the end, but it's like, gotta have it the whole entire time. You gotta connect. And he was unable to do it. He's technically sound, which everyone knows he is. He's very technically sound. And I don't know. There's something about Tanner, just, again, he lacks charisma. He lacks the ability to connect to him. Like, Miz brought up, you could teach him anything, and he'll do it. Like, he did this, you know, connected with the crowd at the very end, because he was told to do it. He's one of those robots where you're told to do something, you can do it, but it's not natural.
Right.
And I think that's what he's missing. He doesn't have that natural instinct.
No, he doesn't really have a feel for it. That's the thing. And you have to be able to feel a crowd and read a crowd, and I think that's where ZZ's strengths come into play, because ZZ has been in front of people probably his whole life, or a good portion of his life. His family owns a tour business in the bayous of Louisiana, and so he's used to giving tours, he's used to being in front of crowds, and he said that as much on Tough Enough, that he's used to that. So he knows how to read people, he knows how to kind of manipulate a crowd a little bit, he knows how to do all of that. And that skill kind of comes out on Tough Talk, where you see him play the crowd, you see him manipulate it.
Yeah, he's an entertainer at heart.
He really is. And he's very good at it, and it's something that I get that they feel that Josh has the it factor, but Josh reminds me a lot of Roman Reigns. A lot. He has that same kind of swagger to him, the same look, that same very quiet, sort of intense personality, and Josh has an instinct for it. He looks good in a ring. I just don't know if he's like has it. There's something about ZZ though.
There's something there. I'm not sure exactly what and what it will lead to, but there's something.
ZZ's got the charisma. That's the thing. He can wrap a crowd around his finger. That's a very powerful skill to have, because that's something you really kind of can't teach someone how to do. You either just kind of figure out how to do it or you don't.
Right.
And the fact that ZZ can work with a crowd, he's used to being in front of them. You can get his cardio up and you can get him, you teach him how to wrestle, which he's slowly learning how to wrestle. You could have a very, very solid performer on your hands. Now whether he sticks around or not, we'll have to see, but it's like I look at Josh, and I don't know, there's just like a disconnect. You know?
I'm with you, because we've seen that.
I've seen Josh before, and I think that's it. It's like I've seen him before. He reminds me exactly of Roman Reigns. Exactly. Been saying that from day one. You know, it's just, I look at him, and it's like, it's Roman. It's Roman 2.0. Just taller.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like Josh. I think he's fine, but in watching him in Tough Talk, it's like, they're asking him questions, and you can tell he's been coached on what to say, because he's in running the question, where they're basically telling him, don't talk shit about ZZ, because everybody that has gone home. And
right.
Obviously Josh is Vince's favorite, so they're gonna do what they can to get him through to the finale.
Most likely.
And hopefully win.
Yeah, the goal is to get him to be the winner. Cause he's Vince's favorite, and everyone knows it, and he knows that he's Vince's favorite, cause if you read the internet, like they do, you can clearly see that he is the favorite among the bunch.
And he's gotten a certain swagger about him because of that, you can tell.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's becoming increasingly confident. I will say, Tanner, I feel bad for him, because you could tell he's been backed into a corner. Mm-hmm. And he's reacting like he's been backed into a corner. He's desperately trying to hold on because they eliminated Gigi this week, which means the guys are up next week in terms of somebody's going home.
Right.
And if it's going to be Josh, Tanner, and ZZ all against one another, and ZZ's a heavy favorite, Josh is a heavy favorite, which means Tanner's out.
Tanner needs someone to save him. And I don't think anyone's going to.
If they're
going to
burn the save, they're going to burn it on Josh. They will make sure Josh gets to that finale, no matter what. And oh, hey, Aaron!
Where was Aaron Rodgers?
He came back from the showers. Yay. But yay, and yay, Green Bay wins. Ha ha! Go Packers, go. Anyway, so they're going to make sure Josh gets through no matter what. You know? So it comes down to who they want in the finale, whether they want Cece or... Excuse me, it's easier, Josh. And as you and I were kind of talking about, there's no drama if Tanner goes through.
No, the drama is because it's a fan vote, Josh or Zizi. Because if you remember back when they both were in the same bottom three, Josh had more of the fan than Zizi did. So it would be neck and neck. It would be one of those 55-45 scenarios, I would assume.
Yeah, it's a very, very close vote, which I'm okay with. You know, I don't like it when it's so lopsided, like with Sarah Lee and Amanda. It's gonna be very lopsided. Cause Sarah Lee is a very heavy favorite. Amanda, the only reason she's still there is she got saved.
Uh-huh.
So, it's like, you know, you can kind of tell on the girl's side that unless Amanda pulls out a Hail Mary, she's done.
Yeah.
But what will be interesting with the guys is what happens in terms of who wins, because as much as they want Josh to win, there is a chance that ZZ, if he does go to the finale, could overtake him.
Oh yeah, because it's a popularity contest.
It's a popularity contest, and it's all based on how they portray who's on the show. But either way, if Josh doesn't win, I would suspect he does get signed.
I would assume so.
I would suspect that the final six, the top six, with maybe an exception to ZZ, if he doesn't win, get signed. And it might be something they do sign ZZ, just because he does have something in him, to see if it pans out.
Possibly. Quite possibly. A couple of things we should mention. One came from Tough Talk. ZZ's analogy of left turns.
It was like the best insult ever.
Like, he basically insulted him. insulted Tanner, because all you do is left turns. It's not entertaining just going left turns.
Basically, he said that, you know, NASCAR has a lot of stars, they have a lot of superstars, a lot of personalities, but in the end, they just make left turns, and that's all Tanner does, is make left turns.
That was a big insult. I love that ZZ stood up for himself.
Yeah, yeah, that made me so happy. Something's finally clicked inside of him, and he's fighting for himself, which is what you want.
It is what you want. Felt bad for Sarah Lee, because she likes to smile, and she got chewed out by Booker, which is like, I feel bad for you, but, like, and Paige brought her up confidence-wise, saying, you're allowed to smile, but just know when to smile.
Yeah, and that's something, she doesn't have the instinct, and they can work on her with that.
It takes coaching, it takes a lot of coaching for that.
Yeah, it's, basically, you have to teach her how to act, and that's what they're there to do, they're there to learn, and they've stipulated at the start of every show that this is for a developmental contract, which means we're going to teach you how to do everything.
Yeah, we're going to teach you how to do everything, and it's a tough process.
It is a very tough process, so they're just trying to see who has what and what they have to work with. But yeah, Sarah Lee, honey, if you're kicking somebody's butt in your face, you shouldn't be smiling about it.
Yeah. Next week on the show, next week is going to point this out for everyone. Next week we're making a lot of picks. On the show, we'll give our official picks for the finale of Tough Enough. Even though I think it's very evident who, we'll give the official ones next week.
Yes. We're also picking SummerSlam
and
TakeOver.
And TakeOver.
It's gonna be a lot.
A lot. So, Kane Kittens, your pen, your paper ready, be writing.
Are we doing any type of giveaway for Pick'em?
We'll have to talk about it.
Fair enough. So we might.
We got
might have a prize.
We might have a prize. Because we're giving away a prize. I know that for sure. Because we've been trying to give away a prize for like 3 months now. Which we got to come up with tiebreakers for. So, yeah. Once we get that all figured out, we'll let everybody know.
Okay. So, we'll let you know next week when it's all decided. But till then, I say we take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Wednesday night's exciting NXT, and we'll let you know who was crowned number one contender for Sasha Banks' NXT Women's Championship. Listen to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Won't you be my sunshine?
You're very nostalgic, you're a classic, classic. Beep on the seaside, I'm a classic, classic. So come and rock out like my jacket. And when you are coming, I'll go stop it, stop it.
Shine.
You go, go harder, harder. Push it, little farther, farther. Then make your mouth be your mother. Why feel the heat of my sunshine? Come on, the father.
Shine.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch! Put that man down! Your actions have consequences, and you know what? You're out of here! You're suspended! You know what? You're suspended indefinitely! Get out of my building now! Now get out!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Or to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And that music means one thing. We're talking NXT, the road to takeover in Brooklyn, which, by the way, is sold out.
Sold out.
Big congratulations to Triple H and the NXT group on that.
And one of the main reasons it is sold out is the main event of that show, which was made official by William Regal. It's a ladder match. Kevin Owens, Finn Balor. Alright, it's awesome. It's made official.
I kind of want to be there. this show sounds awesome, and they did a great, great job building to TakeOver next week, including having Mr. Balor and Mr. Owens on the show, where they sort of snuck Finn Balor in. He showed up in his nifty little leather jacket, and, well, Kevin Owens showed up and sort of beat a little lesson into one Finn Balor, didn't he?
He did. Before he put a beating on Finn Balor, Finn Balor took on Marcus Louis.
A.K.A. Kane's love child.
It's becoming more and more evident.
He is the spitting image of Kane, down to the slacks, man.
Even Marcus Louis is picking up on it.
He retweeted it. I tweeted that to him, and he retweeted it.
Sling blade, dropkick in the corner, double stomp. You know, Finn Balor wins. Owens attacked Finn Balor, fights Finn, fought back a little bit, but got caught in the pop-up powerbomb by Owens. And then Owens did a little bit of mocking of one Finn Balor.
Oh, Kevin. You're such a fantastic jerk. I love you for it.
The show opened with Solomon Crowe taking on Ty Dillinger.
No. Get it right. Mr. 10.
Mr. 10, Ty Dillinger, the perfect 10. I don't know what to think about this gimmick.
It's alright. Like, it's not bad, but to me it's not good, because, you know, after... It's almost like Big E's I Need Five.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what it is. But it's working for him, because it was over with the crowd.
The crowd... The crowd was into it. Perfect 10 is also an adult site. Yeah, Perfect 10 Miles. Yes, it is an adult site.
What did they do? Just Google porn?
I guess, it's people on the internet. What else do you, what do you do? Google for idiots. But, it's an adult site, but it's not a porn site, so I don't think it's a porn site. I don't know. But anyway, the gimmick is interesting. It was like when he goes 10 in someone's face, it's like a cockier version of Daniel Bryan's yes. If Daniel Bryan went all complete cocky with it. The match itself was alright. Both men couldn't have sustained offense for long stretches. Dillinger actually picked up the win, which is surprising. But since it's the debut of his new gimmick, shouldn't have really been surprising.
I was a little sad he beat Crow.
Yeah, a little sad he beat Crow. But it is what it is. We had a badly shot Hype Bros promo. Like, the quality of the camera was awful, and it was done outside. It was bad.
And Mojo Rawley picked up, like, 12 chicks.
Yes, supposedly.
Because he runs around in his man panties all the time, so.
Here's some breaking news for you guys. Baron Corbin squashed somebody.
No kidding!
But he also spoke, and he spoke about his lack of competition, which led to Steve Cutler coming in, trying to attack Corbin. He got beat down. And then Samoa Joe came out, and he basically put it to him, if you want someone to fight, I'll fight you. And then Corbin backed down, so saying, not tonight, then went to attack Joe. But Joe would eventually fight him off and lock in the Coachy Clutch, I think he calls it.
Mm-hmm.
And put him to sleep.
Well, what was interesting is Corbin went out there, he beat up some guy with some really cool trunks, or pants, or whatever they were. And then he got on the mic, and he's like, nobody kicks out of the end of days. Somebody came out to attack him, he beat that guy up. And he kept saying, nobody kicks out of the end of days. And it's like, okay, somebody's going to come out, somebody's going to challenge him, and this person's going to be the one that kicks out of the end of the days. The question is, who is it? Oh, it's Joe. Damn it, you have my attention now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Corbin versus Joe. This may not be half bad.
Right? It's something different for him. It really is. Yeah, Axel Tischer was the guy's name. It's no longer his name. They gave him a new name that I can't remember what his new name is because it just came out, even though they called him Tischer on the show.
You know, honestly, I welcome any challenge for Corbin because the Squash Masters are getting old, and I think they know they are. So they need to put him in a real feud with a real contender to see what he can do. And obviously the last time they did that, it didn't work out so well with Rhino, where... or Bull Dempsey, where Corbin's weaknesses kind of got exposed. And so now I think if they put in with someone like Joe, that won't happen as much.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
I just want to see more of Baron Corbin. That's all. We had a Bullfit promo. Iron sharpens iron.
The Iron Bull.
Hashtag favorite.
Hashtag favorite.
Tyler Breeze hyped his match with Jushin Thunder Liger at a takeover. All about the Prince Pretty.
All about the Prince Pretty.
Vaudevillains were cutting a little promo. And then the evil Sparkle Fairy, Alexa Bliss, shows up and just slaps both of them.
She could hit them harder.
She could hit them harder. But it's like,
but
you two can't handle little me? And then she just slaps them. And they're gentlemen, so they can't do anything.
Well, basically Regal took it to him where he goes, you need to find a way to neutralize Alexa Bliss. And they believe they found that way to neutralize Alexa Bliss. So the question is, who or what have the Vaudevillains located to take care of the evil Sparkle Fairy?
We'll find out at TakeOver.
We will.
Speaking of TakeOver, it will be Sasha Banks taking on either Bayley or Becky Lynch as we had the number one contenders match for the women's championship. Sasha Banks was on commentary. Corey Graves was sucking up to her the entire time. She was not a fan of Byron Saxton. Always fun. Nice back and forth action early pins, nice suplex on the arm of Becky Lynch. She worked over the entire arm the entire time of Bayley, just stretching it, just doing a variety of different moves on the arm. We have Bayley coming back with some quick pins. She keeps the backside locked in, but kind of caught in a pump handle suplex, which was really nice. You knew she had Becky well scouted as she moved on a last leg drop, spinning back elbow off the top, middle rope for a two count. Bayley with a big slam, pulling Becky off the top rope. She locked into this armor though, did Becky Lynch, but Bayley was able to get to the ropes, made a suplex attempt that was countered, Bayley to belly, which was blocked. Becky goes for the arm, but this allowed Bayley to counter for a roll-up and a three-count, your winner, Bayley.
Yay! And Sasha seemed genuinely surprised.
She did.
Bayley's gonna hug you. And steal your title.
I thought this was a really good match.
This was a fantastic match. I love that it was the main event. That was awesome for them.
They got some time, and when they put them in the main event, it makes it feel more important. And you know this match is going to be the semi-main event on the show right before the ladder match, and you know they're going to deliver. It's just one of those things where it's like, and it was interesting for the crowd because you had two fan favorites battling it out, and sometimes the crowd's really quiet or not really into it, and they were really into this match, which was good.
Oh, they were super into this match, and that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And they were delivering. They were giving the crowd everything they could ever ask for.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
So, I would kind of wish this was the main event of of the show. I'm having problems tonight. But I get why Balor and Owens have to be the main event. Because, well,
it's the NXT
they have to. It's the NXT title, you know. But I think Bayley and Sasha are going to put on a hell of a show.
They're going to tear the house down in Brooklyn. And Owens and Balor are going to go like, you got to follow that. Because the one thing about Bayley is, she can get the crowd invested.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's just this adorable little fluff, you know, that has the heart of a lion and will fight no matter what. She's the quintessential underdog.
Yes, she is.
And that's amazing about her. And it's when she's going up against someone like Sasha Banks, it's like, you want her to win. You want her to beat Sasha because you want her to make Sasha humble. But, you know, you kind of wonder if she can actually do it.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we'll see next week how it all goes and who gets the upper hand on the final episode of NXT, but I think that was about it.
That was pretty much a good episode of NXT this week.
Very good. Looking forward to next week. So I say we take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose and, well, are they really family? How strong is that tie between the two of them? We're going to kind of talk about what could happen at SummerSlam. But till then, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig.
I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of the stream retires. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. We're safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. That's some biz. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
No, no, no.
Steve, man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is.
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... About to get by by fucking 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. God, man, I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight. We're as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Greetings and salutations, listeners. This is Christopher Daniels, and among many things, I am a pillar of society, an inspiration to children everywhere, and the man with the rear that makes the girls cheer. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap on Wild Talk Radio. And now, you are too.
Sierra, Hotel,
India,
Echo,
Lima,
Delta,
Shield.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Talk to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And before we get to one Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, we're going to take a little break and do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Bette Midler. Oh, and apparently there's a fight in the game or something. The bench is emptied. Oh, dear. Yep, there's a fight. Come on, boys. Come on.
Them cowboys.
Them boys.
Can't take them anywhere.
Especially over a practice field.
Anyway, moving on.
Bette Midler. Lenny Kravitz's penis slipped out on stage? So what? Wait for the GOP debate tonight. There will be 10 dicks on stage.
Wait, you follow Bette Midler?
Yes.
Okay.
What's wrong with following Bette Midler?
It was a first on Tweet of the Week, I'm just saying. And then she's talking about penises. It was weird.
Well, not that weird. They seem to be in an abundance lately. Paige! Never take away Charlotte's peanut butter at an airport. She will cry hysterically. Brazers! Hey, Kylie Jenner, now that you're finally 18, how about putting those lips to good use?
Ooh.
Damian Sandow. Somebody asked him a question, to which he replied... Let's see, let me actually get the question. It'll show it. Somebody asked him, does he have a degree in thugonomics, to which he replied, no, but I have a black belt in bar.
Hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day.
Hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day.
In fact, he did two Q&As during that... On that day, that was pretty awesome.
One of them completely in rhyme.
yeah, it was. Awesome.
It was really kind of impressive.
Yeah, it really, really, really was. What else you got?
That's it.
That's all you got? Alright.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. Alright, so here we go. Ed E. Pizzle tweets Shawn Michaels. Can you do that thing where you get in the ring and spin around? It's the main reason I'm going tonight. Shawn Michaels' response, I'm pretty sure I can do that. Just by the way, Shawn Michaels and Bo Dallas, find his periscope of it. Amazing.
It's adorable.
Scott Hall tweeted to Real Page, such a naughty girl. I have a good mind to bend you over my knee and spank you. She responded, people are taking this way too seriously on Twitter. It's obviously a joke. Plus, I like it. Wink. Ha ha. Kurt Schilling, former Major League Baseball player, goes, fact, Bears eat beets. That's a Bears eat beets. Just saying. Keep it 5-star. Hey, we want some New Day. Sees Renee Young. Hey, we want some Renee. Hashtag Raw. Keep it 5-star. To the tune of Roman Reigns' esteem. Roman and Dean are the best friends. Roman and Dean best friends. to the end. Keep it 5-star. Stephen Amell spears Stardust. Roman Reigns briefcase fan. Oh, so when he attacks a wrestler, he gets cheered? Hashtag Raw. Keep it 5-star. Neville, please, Dad, can Arrow help me face Stardust and Barrett? Triple H, what did your mom say? Neville, to ask you. Fine. Hashtag Raw. Keep it 5-star. Old elbow pads Orton versus old black gloves Rollins for the WWE title. And finally, Damien Sandow. Just wanted to thank everyone again for Sandow Appreciation Day. I truly have the best fans in the world. This is very, very true.
It is. And once again, congratulations to everyone who made that possible.
Yes, and we'll have a whole story about it tomorrow on WildTalkRadio.com.
So, before we get to SummerSlam and we talk about the match next week, I wanted to kind of get into Reigns and Ambrose and potentially what could happen as an alternate theory, because there's been a lot that's been spitballed in terms of what's going on. There's rumors swirling that somebody's going to turn on someone. And I've seen some stuff where everybody's like, where there are a lot of people that are for it, there are a lot of people that are against it, and there are a lot of people that are kind of in between. And the general comment that I see where people are against it is that, well, where do Dean and Roman go if you split them up and, you know, you turn one on the other?
Correct.
And, you know, the justification for keeping them together is, well, there is nowhere for them to go. Well, if you keep them together, there's nowhere for them to go either. Because...
short term, yes. Long term, no.
Because if you watch the interview on WWE.com with Dean and Roman that they gave with Michael Cole, it's kind of interesting because Roman's long term doesn't seem to line up with Dean's long term. Roman's ideal long term is that he gets his stuff done with Bray and he goes back into the title picture.
But what about Dean?
What about Dean? You know, what do you do with Dean? Does he stay behind and finish up Bray Wyatt? Does he follow Roman into the title picture? I mean, it seems like Dean's goals, if he has any, really don't matter to Roman. It's almost like Dean's kind of a means to an end for him.
Correct.
And it's just, you see little things starting to pop up in the relationship, like Dean, Roman calling Dean crazy.
And you could see Dean's face. It's like, really? Calling me crazy?
You know, this past week, he interrupted Dean because Dean was going into his story about, you know, how basically Roman Reigns is his only friend, and Roman interrupted him and basically like, so basically what you were going to tell him is that I'm your only friend.
Yeah. Cut him off during story time.
And Dean was like, well,
thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was getting to that.
I had a thing.
You didn't have to cut off my flow, yo.
And it feels like Roman is getting a little full of himself and maybe is kind of looking down at Dean because he's called him crazy. He called him something else, too, that it was like, really? Really, dude? Wow, okay.
Right. It's just something to the point of, you know, does Roman believe in Dean? I don't think he does. I think he doesn't. I don't know if believe is the right word, but...
is Roman behind Dean as much as Dean is behind Roman?
That's a better way to put it, yes.
Is the mutual support there? Because obviously as Roman has gone through this feud with Bray, he's gone through the feud with Seth, with Brock, Dean always kind of had Roman's back.
Right. For Dean, he's all about this fight, and he's willing to fight Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper today, tomorrow, next day, months to come. It doesn't matter to him. Roman has a goal, you know, let's have this fight, and then I go back on to my path to becoming world champion. But where does that leave Dean Ambrose? Honestly, if they break up, where they separate, Dean is now in a position where he's not going anywhere. He's stuck. Like, there's no path for Dean Ambrose right now where he's elevated in any sort of manner and he's just left behind. He's going to be there to, Roman Reigns goes for the title picture, or Dean Ambrose is going to be the cheerleader for Roman Reigns. I think that's what Roman Reigns wants from him. So he'll support me, back me up, but is that the right path to go?
No, it's not the right path to go because honestly, Dean is worth more than that. You know, Dean has his own self-respect. He has his own goals. I'm sure Dean would like to get to the top and be in the title picture and hold the WWE Championship. I'm sure he'd like to do all of that.
Right.
But he will step out of the way for Roman Reigns to get it first.
But should Dean Ambrose have to do that?
No, he shouldn't. You know, he shouldn't have to wait for Roman to get a shot. Honestly, Roman's had a shot. So is Dean. They're both on the same level, on the same playing field. It's made the best man win in terms of getting that rise to the top. I mean, we all know that, you know, Dean is a fighter. He's a scrapper. He's gone for everything in his life. He's not had the easy path in wrestling that Roman has. Not to say that Roman's path was all that easy, but Roman sort of fell into wrestling.
Right.
Dean has wanted to do this his whole life. He's been dedicated to it his whole life. And again, not to say that Roman hasn't, but that's just the differences between the two. And that could sort of develop kind of a grudge between the two, where it's like Dean sees how hard he's worked, he's seen it all slip through his fingers, and then he sees it get handed to Roman on a silver platter, and it's like, well, wait a minute, hold on here a sec, you know, what about me?
Right, and that brings up the whole jealousy thing, and that's the typical story to go to, but you think about it, it's like, yeah, what about me? Where's my opportunity? Where's mine?
I mean, we all know that Dean Ambrose is not the most stand-up guy in the world, and he's admitted that as much, so it's like, why not steal Roman? You know, it's like he's stolen everything else, why not steal Roman's opportunity from him? Why not have Dean turn heel? Why not have Dean decide, well, you're going to try and leave me behind, so I'm going to leave you behind first.
Right.
Kind of thing. I mean, I'm not saying that you break up the friendship, but they have said in the past that they fight. They have issues with each other. They fight it out and they settle it like men and then they move forward. But it's something of, what if they have one of those feuds where it's like, dude, you're getting ready to screw me over and I'm not going to let you.
Right. Now,
because what you could do is you could build something out of that.
You could. You could build a lot of things out of it. And again, we talked about last week, the breaking point, and this sort of, applies to this. But, because you can see how they're building the story. Someone's turning somewhere.
Yeah.
We're going to predict it next week about SummerSlam, but what if the turn doesn't happen at SummerSlam? Because honestly, if done right, you could build to a bigger match. You talked about how Dean Ambrose turns on Roman, right? What if Roman turns on Dean? What if Roman's the one who goes heel?
Roman sells his soul?
Roman could sell his soul to the authority somehow. When they lose faith in Seth Rollins. He can work with Seth Rollins or whatever. Or he could be the guy to take the belt from John Cena. Who knows? Because John Cena could walk out with the title and you go from there. Let's go with the scenario, John Cena's your world champion. Seth Rollins moves out of the title picture at some point, say around Survivor Series. That's where I would have Roman turn on Dean and put Dean Ambrose out of action. Okay? Now, this whole scenario sets up Roman Reigns then as your world champion, whether he wins at Survivor Series or the Rumble, where he wins it somewhere along the line. He becomes your world champion. You injure Dean Ambrose. Now it's like, okay, Dean wants Roman. You make the scenario of, well, if you really want Roman, you gotta earn it. Dean Ambrose wins the Royal Rumble. You put Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. The first time they actually go one-on-one, because they've never ever gone one-on-one, and you save a big match like that for a WrestleMania. So to get there, you have Roman turn heel in November on Dean Ambrose, win the WWE Championship, injure Dean Ambrose along the way, so he's out like 6 weeks, comes back in the new year, and then eventually at WrestleMania, gets his hand on Roman Reigns. Because you can put roadblocks in his way leading there.
Oh yeah, you can put roadblocks in before the Rumble, and you can put roadblocks in after the Rumble, but the authority does everything, or Roman does everything, to stop Dean from winning the Rumble, and Dean prevails and wins.
Because, one, that would keep the fans from going Daniel Bryan, because the people behind Dean Ambrose, because they like Dean Ambrose.
And two, it builds him as the ultimate kind of underdog character, where it's here comes Dean against every odd, which is what we saw with Seth. He's going to find a way to get to what he wants, which again is Roman. So you see that persistence and that resilience that we know can come from Dean Ambrose there in the Rumble, and then he gets Roman at WrestleMania. They can't take that shot away from him.
No, and people are like probably thinking like, okay, so you're really doing Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose as your WWE title match at WrestleMania? Yes, because let's think about it. On the card, we're going to have Rock and Hunter, right?
That's right.
Your main event, most likely. You're going to have a John Cena match. You're going to have an Undertaker match. They could be together. Who knows? You're going to have a Brock Lesnar match. Title match is at least fourth, if not fifth, because then you also have a Sting match in there too.
Yeah, and the thing is it's like, this is more than likely Taker's last WrestleMania. So Taker will more than likely close Mania this year with whomever he's facing. Sting will probably be in the middle portion of the card. Rock and Hunter will be high in the card. So realistically, the title match is not going to be as important this year as it has been in the past. So it's really kind of the perfect time to do something like Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns. And that's not to insult them, but they're still in the process of
they're not going to be needed to sell the show. They'll need them to be to carry the show, but not to sell the show.
Yeah, they're not there to sell the show. They're there to carry it. So it's like, it's a good time to do that where you can do matches like that and put them on and people will enjoy them. And it's like you finally get that moment of Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns where Dean gets his revenge on Roman for screwing him over.
Right, and whoever wins, that doesn't, it really doesn't matter who comes out of the title. But we all know Roman's probably going to be booed heavily by a larger crowd, unless they really can make him into a true babyface, but it doesn't seem like that will happen at any point, you know, when it comes to those type of bigger crowds.
The thing is like, everybody, I still feel that with everybody booing and hating on Roman, they really should have taken him heel and taken advantage of the natural heat and just had him play up to it. It's like, you know, just having me that cocky a-hole of a heel and, you know, basically be like, oh, well, you don't like me, screw you. I'm
right.
going to do what I want.
Right.
And have him play that character, but they've opted to keep it fake. Excuse me. And it doesn't make sense to turn Ambrose heel right now because his movie's getting ready to come out.
Right.
He has to promote said movie. So it doesn't make sense to have a heel in the company promoting the movie.
Correct.
Now, the sidebar to that is, instead of Dean Ambrose being hurt, since they're feuding with Bray Wyatt, could Bray Wyatt take Dean Ambrose?
Back to the scenario of brainwashing, kidnapping, that whole thing?
Yes.
It's quite possible. It is quite possible, because he can build that wedge between the family. And the whole point of this conversation is, you gotta test the bond of friendship or family. That's what it boils down to, because it's too simple and easy to keep them together. There's, best scenario is Hunter and Shawn. They feuded for a while, but they got back together.
There's gonna be tension between people. Nobody is 100% okay with each other all the time. And Roman's more even keeled. He's more steady as she goes, where Dean is a little bit more eccentric and he does things that are a little bit crazy. That has to wear on Roman after a while, and it's something of Roman keeps getting distracted from what he wants, whether it's with Bray, with Dean, with whomever. And so it could be something of he just is like, well, screw it. I'm going to go get what I want, and I don't really care what any of you think. I'm out. Y'all three can work it out amongst yourselves.
And San Diego takes the lead on the Cowboys. Haha.
Yep.
But, yeah, and that's the thing. Whose fight is actually going on? Is this Dean's or Roman's fight?
It was Roman, but now Dean's involved, and it's anyone but you, Roman, anyone but you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of interesting.
Because at some point, Roman's going to get tired of just fighting Bray Wyatt and keeping this feud going. Because Dean wants to get, like I said, wants to keep going for as long as he can. Roman has other visions. He has other goals. At some point, he's going to have to leave Dean Ambrose behind.
If he wants to get what he wants, he's going to have to make a choice between his best friend and the world title. You saw that happen with Triple H and Shawn. Hunter had to make a choice. Hunter made a choice.
Right.
And it's like, your best friend, you're going to have tension, you're going to get back together, but if you want the world title, you have to do it on their own. There's your own. There's no sharing it.
Right. There's no co-world champions.
Because the thing is eventually Dean is going to come for that title, and he's going to want a shot at it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yes, he will.
And then what do you expect to do? Just be like, oh, yeah, sure, dude, here's the title. Hold it for me for a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way. So, you know, it's eventually you have to break them apart for their own good, because you have to move Roman on in singles, and you have to move Dean on in singles as well, because it's only fair to both of them.
Right.
And honestly, in terms of this match, I don't see the Wyatt splitting.
No.
Because it doesn't make sense.
They learned it.
Unless you're going to have Bray and Luke feud with each other.
They learned their mistake.
You know, and it just doesn't make sense to do that. So if they're going to do a turn, it's going to be Roman or Dean.
I'm not saying it's SummerSlam, but it's coming.
It's coming. They're teasing it. And eventually I think it's going to be something that Dean gets so sick of Roman, you know, kind of talking down to him and throwing little insults his way, that Dean finally is like, you know what? F you. I'm out.
Yeah. So we'll have to see what happens.
We will have to see what happens, but I think that does it.
That does it. That really does it for another week here on The Rack, and this is where I plug things, right?
Yes.
The Rack Extra Season 4, Episode 6, available Saturday, because we're taping it tomorrow. Right?
Right.
Go back and listen.
Tune in, because I'll be drunk.
She'll be drunk for the episode. Episode 5 is still available now, rackradioshow.com, which is Rack Radio Show on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Saturday Night Midnight Edition of CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual, hashtag Blame Rob. We'll have co-hosts. We're on the road to 400. CBRadioLive.com is the website. CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/cigarettebutts and bandanas. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, Tim Stein, Mason Omega. They'll preview SummerSlam at 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday Night, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Pick'em starts then. The all-time greatest continues on Sunday. Monday night's the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that happens on the Go Home edition of Monday Night Raw, which features The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. Pretty cool there. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. As mentioned, we'll have a standout appreciation day follow-up interview on the website tomorrow. Get us on TuneIn and Stitcher, Rock Radio Show, or TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network, Stitcher, and iTunes, Rock Radio Show. That's how it goes.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard. Same as the Twitters. And please don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.net, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack, and we will see you next week. Bye!